guys that didn't work today, Cribbs, Isaiah Williams, Hazy, Murray, Casa, Burris, Johnny Jones, Stacy McGee, Coy Francis, DJ Hayden, and Taiwan Jones. Those guys didn't practice today with, you know, various injuries. Today's practice, you know, really at the end of the day, what we got to continue to work on is the consistency. You know, I thought at times we executed well. We made some plays both offensively and defensively, but the consistency with which we got to execute on a day-in and day-out basis, we got to continue to work on. But the good thing is, you know, guys are out there, they're competing, they're working, they're doing everything that we're asking them to do to continue to get better. And we got a long time before we got to open up and play a game that counts for real. So overall, I was pleased, but we still got a lot of getting better to do.
With the quarterbacks, the issues they had out there across the board, was that more on them or was it the looks they were getting?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously it's a combination. You know, I think, like I said, it's the consistency. The consistency thing with the quarterbacks and the receivers, tight ends, getting in sync, understanding, you know, how to adjust to different route combinations based on the coverage that they're getting. You know, and then, you know, obviously I think we're throwing some different looks at them too. And you know, all those things will help us when it comes time to open up the season.
Is there a report on Davis Murray?
He's got a foot.
Can you talk about the pace you're putting, Josh?
Well, it was something that we knew coming in when we signed him, you know, that he was probably going to be unavailable for the off-season program. Our thought process on Josh is having him ready to go to open up training camp, and I think we're on track there.
Coach, how many jobs on defense are available? Obviously, you say there's open competition, but, I mean, Branch and Woodson, you think, are your safeties. But other than that?
Well, hey, listen, really, at the end of the day, they're all available. You know, I think we've got some ideas, you know, a starting position where we're at. You know, we're going to let the competition dictate, you know, who plays. And I think it's been great for our team, both sides of the ball, as well as in the kicking game. And I think the more you can create that type of competition, the better you're going to be when you start playing games.
You said that, you know, it's a long time until the season starts. How frustrated do you allow yourself to get in, over days where it seems like a lot is not progressing the way they would like?
Yeah, I don't allow that to frustrate me. You know, I understand where we're at in the season. I understand that we've got a lot of new pieces, a lot of new guys working together, and I don't concern myself with that. I know we got a lot of work to do, but the way our guys are working, we're going to get to where we need to be.
With the third offensive coordinator in 3 years and a pretty young wide receiving core, how much adjusting of those guys had to do going from one system to another and now to a third?
Well, it's an adjustment. There's no question about it. And that's why, you know, you want to be able to you know, create as much consistency as you can. And so, you know, it's an adjustment. But we're pro football players. And we've got to be able to learn on the run. We've got to be able to learn fast. And we've got to continue to show progress.
What does Lamar Houston need to do to, in terms of pass rushing, be more productive with the quarterback? What did you see from last year that you liked?
Yeah, I think if you really study what Lamar Houston's been able to do, he's been able to get some pressure on the quarterback. Now, that may not have you know, landed in big sack numbers, but I'm extremely pleased with where Lamar Houston is. I'm pleased with him as a football player. I'm pleased with him as a leader on this football team, and trying to bring other guys along with him. So I got no qualms with where Lamar Houston is, and he'll be effective rushing the quarterback this year.
Does he have the skills to be one of those guys who can get high numbers of sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, pass rush and pass coverage work together. We got to make him hold the ball a little bit, give him some opportunities to work a second move to be able to get to the quarterback. Lamar's probably not the guy that's going to be the flashy guy off the edge, but he understands how to rush. He's got power when he rushes, and he's got a little bit of, you know, slipperiness to him to beat blocks and get to the quarterback. And again, you know, he had some hits on quarterback last year and had some pressure. It didn't result in a lot of, you know, high sack numbers, but you know, if he continues to get, you know, work and continues to get to the quarterback, those sacks will come.
Where do you you see Burris's progress? I mean, he was maybe started a little too early last year out of necessity. Do you see him right now as
Well, the unfortunate thing is he hadn't been able to work during the offseason program, so you know I can't answer where he's at right now. Whenever he's healthy and he's able to get out there and compete, then you know he'll define where he is, you know, on the depth chart. That's it. That you know that's the thing about the competition. You know, I'm not making any decisions right now, and we don't have to make any decisions right now. I'll let the competition dictate that, and may the best man win.
CO Moore giving you pretty much everything you'd hoped.
Yeah. Yeah, CO's done a nice job. Again, you know, he's still got a lot of rookie mistakes. He's still got a lot of learning to do. But I like the potential there. I like the upside there. And I like some of the versatility that it brings.
It seemed like Vance Walker made a couple nice plays out there, getting his hands up and batting the ball down. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, Vance has done a nice job. I mean, I think really when you look at it, you know, Vance is going to be a solid run player. Our hope is that he continues to improve, you know, in the passing game. And that's one of the emphasis that we've placed this year on, you know, being able to understand how to rush together. And you know, we need to bat some balls down. You know, when you cease to be a pass rusher and you're being blocked, you got to become a pass defender, get your hands up, knock the ball down. And that's, you know, that's the same as, you know, being a defensive back and knocking it down. You know, he's got limited reps. The thing I like about him, he's smart and he's accurate. You know, and I think if he continues to do those things, you know, as we get into training camp, we'll see some more reps and, you know, really get a feel for where he's at.
Any more questions for Coach? Thank you.